WELWE Mobile.
WEKN4TFW. Good afternoon.
TFW, good afternoon. This is Larry, K4LWE.
And Larry, this is Ken over here.
Today, Ken.
Off of work, traveling down 29, headed towards the house in Greer, and just enjoying this beautiful sunshine. A little bit windy, though.
HF antenna yesterday, and I picked the right day. There was not much of a breeze, and because I had to shoot some lines up across the tree, it worked out perfect for me. Back to you.
Yeah, if you're doing it today, you'd have to aim. You'd have to figure in that wind factor for sure. Yeah, I know when I was putting mine up, I had to use a fishing pole and a sinker as a slingshot.
That's a good way to throw it out. My son threw a tennis ball with fishing line for my first antenna, and for this one I built one of those pneumatic launchers for about $20 and used that to launch the line up.
Well, I never really thought about that. I just kept messing with it until I got it to where I wanted it, and it's finally high enough. I put a string from the top of the house all the way to the top of the tree that I could get to, and by the time I pull it up, makes it be about 35 feet high.
Sounds good. I retired a couple of years ago. I worked out in Duncan for a packaging company, so I can empathize with you driving in traffic every day if you're not able to work from home.
And this is Wade Hampton Boulevard. I mean, I've been driving it 20 years now, and it just seems like it gets worse every day.
Wade Hampton as a detour when there were two or three wrecks on 85. I worked out in Duncan, and I live over near Piedmont, South Carolina. So I was doing the 85 thing every day, and it was actually relaxing to drive on Wade Hampton. Not so crazy for me.
I worked down there in Piedmont up until last September. Now I moved up here to Spartanburg. And driving that 85, 385 interchange all the time, that got old pretty quick. But in the morning, it wasn't too bad. I'd go straight through town on 29. Of course, I was, you know, traveling there about 5:30 in the morning, so it's not bad no matter how you go.
None of HF interests you, DXing or local or?
I think this weekend there's a DX contest and that, so I'll probably do a little bit. Just trying to see how many countries I can get and that. I enjoy doing, helping out the people at the parks on the air, you know, trying to give them a few more contacts and stuff like that. So I've only been on HF a little over a year now. So I've got about, 750 contacts in 58 countries. So I figure that's not too bad for 100 watts in a wire.
I'm headed for a dip here, so I may disappear for a moment, but yeah, that's very good. I've had my HF rig about 6 months myself.
What you got?
7300. I know everyone has one, and it's pretty highly recommended. It's a great radio, and I just bought a smaller radio to do parks on the air. I like camping and backpacking and hiking, so that's something that really interests me, trying to make contacts with a QRP rig.
Yes, I had a couple friends that do that, and that I haven't done it yet. Yeah, I got a Yaesu FT450D.
It's radios. There's so many great radios on the market today. It's hard to figure out which one to buy. You just have to talk to people and make the plunge.
Yeah, this was the one, my Elmer, he had it, and he wanted to upgrade, and so he sold it to me at a good deal. And, you know, I've been looking at that 991, and this wasn't one that I had on my radar, but, you know, I'm kind of glad that I got it because it doesn't have all the bells and whistles that it teaches you to really learn a little bit before you move up to all those bells and whistles.
points, and the 991, that was another rig I was looking at, and well, that's a hard decision between the 991 and a 7300.
Yeah, they're good radios, and you get good reports on them from everybody that I've heard using them.
What wire antenna do you have?
Three antenna, I believe it's a W5GI. I mean, if you look it up, so it's good from 6 to 80. It's about 107 feet long, I think, total length. And then I got it in an inverted V, and it's got a ladder line that comes down the center, goes into my coax.
About those, I'm really interested in antennas. I just built and put up a off-center fed dipole that covers 80 meters, but it's to be determined how well it works for me. But those antennas that use the ladder line really gain you a lot of extra watts in that you don't have a lot of loss in that ladder line.
My furthest contact is Australia. I don't guess I can get much further than that.
That's not quite halfway around the world, but I think it's something like, it depends on where in Australia, but 13,000 miles to 19,000 miles depends on whether you're going the long path or short path.
But, yeah, it works good for me. I was surprised when I heard him and that, and I called out to him, and he called right back. So, you know, if conditions are right, this antenna works good. And even when conditions are not premium, still works pretty good.
See how my new antenna works. It was just put up yesterday, and it seems to have a lot more stations than I had an AnFed half wave that was at 27 feet, so really too close to the ground. This one's 42 feet out, so gives me a little bit more flat launch angle.
And I've been debating on getting me something different, but I can't really decide what I really want that isn't, you know, huge, something that I can aim that isn't huge that will get the job done. But you know, the wire's working good. It was cheap, and it got me on HF, so I can't really complain too much.
Is that antenna, does that require a tuner that goes beyond 3 to 1, or is it resonant at a number of frequencies?
And at a number of frequencies, and I think they list on the website at the Wireman what it's supposed to be at different frequencies. But I have a tuner, and it's not been a problem yet.
You're fine. Right now, I'm just using the internal tuner in my radio, so I can't use any sort of antenna that would be at 3 to 1 or higher, so I'm stuck a little bit there. I plan to get a tuner, but buying a tuner is like buying a radio. There's so many different choices and capabilities. It's hard to figure out exactly which one to latch on to.
Fortunately for me, I didn't have to piecemeal it. It was I picked up the power supply, the radio, and the tuner at a really good deal. This radio really works good, especially on 40 meters.
Like 40 meters and 20, and I've made some DX contacts on 18 megahertz, so on different bands here and there. So yeah, I try to hang around 20 and 40 myself.
Any favorite? I think I've made contacts on every band except for 12. I just can't find anybody on there.
And really quiet. Of course, there's people do FT8s and digital modes everywhere, but 12 has been pretty quiet.
Without any of that digital stuff yet, I'm still trying to. Of course, I've only been on HF a little over a year, so I'm still in that learning mode. And you know, a lot of times when there's a contest going on, a couple of other radio people that I talk to in the mornings, we'll get on and text to each other and say, hey, there's an operator at this frequency, and we'll see who could be the first to get him. You know what I mean? And sometimes, you know, one person can hear him and the other person can't even hear him.
Good idea. I've got a neighbor. Actually, I have two neighbors that have their, or three neighbors that have their licenses. So we sometimes will trade information real time if we're on the air at the same time. That's a good way to connect up with either U.S. stations or DX.
I don't know what weekend it was last year, but I got about 40 countries in the same day. I think it was maybe this contest that's coming up. It was like a worldwide DX.
Got my antenna up in the air. I'm back at my QTH and I can see it. Now I got it up. I'm going to try to do some DX this week and maybe probably not over the weekend when it's so busy, but early next week and see what happens.
Mike, I hope it works out really awesome for you.
I enjoyed talking with you, and thanks for the info on the antenna and radio info. It's always interesting to me to learn about something I hadn't heard about before.
I'm usually always on here between four and quarter to five, something like that, on the ride home. And if you're an early riser, you can catch about four or five of us in the morning from, I don't know, 5:15 to about 6 o'clock. And that. But I'll say 73, enjoyed it, and I'll look forward to catching you another time. KN4TFW.
W, this is Kilo 4 Lima Whiskey Echo, 73, and hope to catch you again sometime on the air.
Z-Mobile. Mike, KN4TFW. AW.
Hey, I'm sorry, I got a phone call coming in. Quitty in the morning, KK4NFC.
Alright, have a good one, KN4TFW.